We also had a question coming in about the pork sandwich and all kinds of food here as well. So kind of give us a high-level overview of what our listeners can try here.
It's gourmet grilled cheeses, first and foremost. We're even working on kind of bringing back a vegetarian one for the summer, as, you know, kind of that's our busy season, and yeah. I think we can handle a fifth grilled cheese. The Philly remains probably the top seller among them. Steve's favorite's the Tuscan Toasty with the Italian meats and cheese. And then right now you can pair it with the homemade tomato soup. But when the weather actually gets and stays warm, we put that away for a few months, and then we start making it again around September. But in general, you got any of the typical bar food you'd look for. Wings and nachos and... Steve, help me out here. What am I missing?
I think you've had the ballpark nachos, fries, I mean, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, you're good to go. And when you know, when the weather changes, I'm moving away from my tomato soup, though, for sure.
And into the best salad you will probably ever have at a brewery, because Steve and I eat these constantly. It's a mix of spring greens, bunch of veggies. You can get portobellos on top that we roast in our own way.
Talking the fresh AF salad.
Fresh AF salad, yeah. I'll eat it with ranch or with our house-made vinaigrette. Either way, it's fantastic. And you can throw grilled chicken on it, too. Sometimes I do that. And the portobellos, it's just... It actually makes me feel healthy, and I really, really love eating that salad.
And what have you been brewing here?
You know, I couldn't brew a lot for those couple weeks when it was freezing cold. So I'm kind of getting ramped back up here. But I did just put a really good extra pale ale on that we named District 67 after Ryan and I's school district where we grew up. A tiny little school district up in the Chicago suburbs. And it has nothing to do with the 6-7 thing, but I know everyone's going to...
It'll work.
Yeah. There were five children between us saying, Dad, no!
It'll work.
Yeah, but that beer turned out great. It's a very crushable pale ale. It's got some nice aromas. If that's your style of beer, definitely come check it out while it's on tap.